Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer Shanika John said vaccinated or unvaccinated persons with prolonged COVID-19 symptoms should seek assessment. She said if symptoms have not improved after 10 days, these persons should seek medical care.
If you think that you have COVID or you've done your home test, because people are still doing their home tests, and you've done your home test and you realize that you've tested positive, you should not isolate for yourself. Because one, if your symptoms start to get worse, you need to be able to know where you can go to assess. And also, it is very important for us to have that record so that we could also do any follow-up or any additional checks with you. So especially if you are vaccinated and your symptoms are prolonging for an extended period of time, 10 days, 14 days, 15 days, you need to get assessed, especially if you have pre-existing conditions. The same applies for unvaccinated. After 10 days and your symptoms are not improving, or even after 4 or 5 days, you're still not getting any better, you need to be assessed because that could be very detrimental.
Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, Jamaica has joined a number of countries around the world that have started lifting some COVID-19 restrictions, but the government is playing cautious by keeping the emergency brake engaged. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced that with Jamaica's COVID-19 numbers moving in the right direction, the time has come to relax some of the Disaster Risk Management Act restrictions which were implemented to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Haiti since the outbreak now stands at 30,287. Internationally, the World Health Organization, WHO, is reporting that the number of new COVID-19 cases globally fell 21% in the last week. It was the third consecutive week that cases have dropped. In its weekly pandemic report released on Tuesday, the WHO said there were more than 12 million new COVID-19 infections. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.